This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Housekeeping details. Tomorrow is another Cardinals spring training game. It comes on around noon. So what time is the pregame these days for those?
About 15 minutes for the spring game.
It'll be 11:50-ish.
Yeah. So there you go. And so then we will be doing about a two-hour show, but the guys will do it without me tomorrow because it's Phoebe's last day of spring break, and I'm going to hang out with her tomorrow.
Nice.
And then Monday, it all starts, the new daytime lineup and 104.1 FM. If all goes right, fingers crossed, you're going to throw a big cartoonish switch at midnight. And when you tune in the morning to Total Information AM or Chris and Amy, that will be on 104.1 FM. And we will, of course, continue to pound that. A lot of people have been confused this week, and even friends of mine just reaching out and texting me like, I can't find you, what's 98.7, blah, blah, blah. We will, of course, always have 11:20 a.m., and we have 102.5 HD KZK, which I never figured out how to work, and we also...
Well, do you have an HD radio?
I have no idea.
Because if you don't, then you don't get it.
It might be in the trunk. And we also have the Odyssey app. Chris... Should I say congratulations on Gas House Gang? I mean, I don't know if you're happy about it.
Getting to do a little more sports is going to be fun. That'll be great.
I'm being totally real here.
Yeah.
We're good friends. I've loved being on the show with you. I've not heard you do sports, which is your thing. So I'm excited to hear that hour.
It's been a while. I guess it hasn't been that long.
No.
I don't know. I don't do time.
I was a big fan of Chris Ranji before I was on the show with Chris Ranji.
Right.
I know. How embarrassing is that?
And now you hate
him. And now never meet your heroes.
Yes.
Never meet your heroes.
That's what I'm going for.
I listened to Chris Ranji for years. Like, I really was a fan before
like a
I got to work with him. Like five?
Yeah, I guess it was about five.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't listen to you with the White Sox.
No, you weren't there for
that. I did.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin did. That's how you and I got to be friends.
I read about him, a big profile in the Athletic.
Hmm.
Like, he has a cult following in Chicago, and I read that.
It's an actual cult.
Yeah. And you're the leader. That's why you go up there so often.
They have little outfits.
Yeah. And the same shoes.
What if you guys all looked like you?
They had glasses.
Everybody has to wear glasses.
Total Ranjis.
But I've convinced all of them their eyesight's bad.
It's funny.
I'm a good cult
leader. White Sox aren't a real team. They're just a front.
That explains a lot.
It's amazing we win any games.
Yeah.
I don't need these. I can see fine. No, you can't.
Can anybody else not really picture Chris?
It's like Heaven's Gate.
Talking sports. Like, when they said Chris is going to host Gas House, I was like, that guy? Really?
No, that's what we're saying.
For 20-something years.
He's not really a sports guy. I don't know.
One thing I do know is that our day, Amy and I, will have a much easier morning because we no longer have to see Andrew in the office.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, I know.
So So we're starting our show.
This garbage again.
We're starting at 9 now. The show's going 9 to noon. And then the sports thing.
It's just making me laugh.
Show's going to be a lot worse now that you can't pester me for advice all the time.
I don't talk to you. And then
We'll actually plan.
We can actually talk about stuff. So we get started at 9 now. It'll be 9 to noon. And Andrew usually rolls in about 9. So we always see him for an hour before we have to go down the hall. And he's bothering us and keeping
us. Well, when
you're
not on the toilet.
Yeah. Hey, man. Why do you think I stay in there so long? So I don't have to talk to you.
He's like the dad hiding.
This is like my buddy. Yeah, my buddy.
my buddy used to do that.
Years ago, he said that. He goes, what is the appropriate amount of time that I could pretend to have to go to the bathroom so that I could just get away from everybody else? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, so we start at 9. We go 9 to noon. Then the Gas House Gang at noon. Kevin's got the Redbird Rush Hour at 5. Yeah.
So, and then Matt and I will pop on with you guys, but like when it makes sense, not every day.
Kevin, we did make it clear for somebody today who called in, and she was worried because she still relies on traffic in the 5 o'clock
hour. Oh, it's still
going to
happen. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Traffic and weather, just like it is now.
But it's all Cardinals.
But then baseball in the middle.
That's right.
Yep. You're not going to miss a damn thing. Everything's good.
Amy's asking, will Chris and Amy still be with the DGS at 1 p.m.? And the answer is yes. Yes, they will.
Yep. Sure will. Yeah, they don't know it. They don't know it, but yeah.
Every day.
We're going to put boots on their cars, and then at 2 o'clock, we'll unlock them.
In a minute, you guys had half a second of like, what?
Why are things being decided without us?
He's like, nah.
No, in fact, this is the last day.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow is a baseball game. So today's the last day for doing crossover.
We've had a lot of people who've texted in today and said that's my favorite hour of the day.
Yeah, we get that a lot too. Yeah.
Well, you guys can stay.
Well, I know we could.
Not that I'm going to guilt you guys.
Yeah, audience, if you're disappointed, it's really Chris and Amy. It's
their
really
choice.
Their yeah. They just didn't want to do it for you.
Say. Yeah. All right, Kevin, deal. You have to come in an hour earlier then.
Oh, you're talking to the wrong guy.
I mean, let's go.
You can threaten me with that, but not
let's
him.
Let's go.
I know.
The other day, Kevin said I would be on all day if they let me.
No. It's not about the talking time. It's the 8 a.m. arrival time.
Yeah, that part is no.
Yeah.
That's
I'm like
bueno.
You, though.
Yeah, that doesn't fit with his
You're
haircuts.
A night guy. You're a sports guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to get good at the art of naps is what you got to do.
I try.
Yeah?
It doesn't always work out.
No. This is a little inside baseball and a little personal, but do you have to be here at a certain time per Steve? Like, does he want to see your smiling faces at 7 or something?
Well, I mean, he wants to. And we do our best
here,
to accommodate him.
He doesn't know that we're not
That's right.
here.
You're not here.
This dude's going to install Ring cameras now. You know that, right?
He's going to be there.
Well, you guys aren't there yet.
Oh, they got cameras in the hallway, man. They can go back and look.
He might show up a couple times, just be there at 7:30 at the door like, all right.
He's just sitting in your chair.
Well, have some nice alone time, Steve. I'll see you at 8.
I'm just glad I'm working with a late night guy because I feel like... it's my excuse. It's like, I'm not getting here until Ranji gets here.
There you go.
You're welcome.
It's the second high five of the day.
Although, high five.
Amy's waking up at 4 a.m. every day, so it doesn't matter to her.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like lunchtime.
I know.
Yeah. But it's just how rushed are you?
That's why she eats her lunch at 9.
I do eat my lunch at 9.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you're getting up at 4. Yeah.
I didn't get up at 4. Well, now I'm not.
I get
now
up at 5.
Now
I slept in.
Now I don't wake up at 5 because I'm not running, so.
Are you starting to kind of... get how great the non-running life is yet?
Yes. Part of me, like, not having that stress, because, like, there were some workouts that were, like, so tough, I would literally be in tears the night before, which is insane as just a non-professional 40-year-old radio host that you're crying about workouts. But I think the big thing is I go to sleep, and I'm more relaxed falling asleep because you're not thinking, I need to fall asleep because I have to get up.
At this many hours.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the worst.
And then I think the biggest thing is because you're maximizing sleep, it's waking up. Say you wake up at 5 a.m., but you have to be running by 5:20, and I feel like that turnaround of like you got to get your heart going, you got to go. That was always tough. So this has been kind of nice.
Did I ever tell you the story? You're the only one who will really appreciate it. When I was a lawyer, I was about 26, and Sandberg Phoenix, who advertised here. And John Sandberg back then was probably in his 40s, and he was a big runner, huge runner. And he found out that I was a track guy. And so, of course, I played it up. You know, I'm trying to impress my new boss. And it's this big, firm silk stocking. I'm just like, And so he talked me into joining he and his three running buddies at 5 in the morning. I was living down the West End. I had no running apparel. So I dressed exactly like Rocky. I was wearing gray sweats and a big gray sweatshirt, and then it started to pour rain. So
you weighed 100 pounds extra.
Yes. Yeah. And I wasn't, and I also was not a runner. I was in better shape than I am now. And to my credit, I made it about 3 miles out. And they're like, we're going to go 5, then we're going to turn around. I'm like, boys, I'm turning around now.
I think
it's terrible.
It's hard to emphasize. It is a completely different sport. Sprinting and distance running.
Couldn't be more different.
They could not be more different. Is it Gabby Thomas, the gold medalist, the sprinter in the Olympics, said she never runs a mile, ever. And she did a mile once and said it was horrible. And it was like, it felt terrible. She'll never do it again. They're different sports.
Yeah. Completely.
So that 3 miles was a long way for a, what were you, 100 awful. Meter, 60 meter, 20 meter?
I'm a big fan of the
100
10 meter.
Was long.
10 meter sprint. I like
I could meet you guys at 10 a.m. for some sprints. If that interests you.
I'm there for that.
And every one of those guys would pull a hammy.
Right. They'd be like, we can't.
That's true. Yeah. You probably don't pull many hammies running distance, do you?
No, I would pull a hammy doing a sprint.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
The body type of somebody who's a sprinter versus a marathon long distance is so different.
Sprinters are muscular.
Sprinters look
ripped.
Like football players.
They look like football players, and runners look like skeletons.
Yeah.
You said it.
Healthy skeletons.
Healthy skeletons.
Yeah, at SAU, which is the track's way out in the country, and they wanted us to run a mile out and a mile back just to warm up with the distance runners. And there was a shed 200 yards out. Yeah, you see where this is going.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't us. It was the distance runners who were like, we hate you running with us because you just slow us down. So we'd run 200 yards. We'd duck back. We'd wait for them to come back. We'd join them. And
that's funny.
There you go.
Dude, I remember the freshman year I got talked into running cross country because, I don't know, my homeroom teacher was one of the coaches, and he's like, you'll never make the basketball team if you're not in great shape. And
you realize of all the things you've ever said.
Running cross country.
That sounds the most
amazing. I know, it's the weird thing, but I also was like 140 pounds.
I'm picturing you now running cross country.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't work. But we get there for the first day of practice, and the coach is like two freshmen, three of us were new, and I'm like, are you new guys? You know what? Everybody else go do your normal thing. You guys just go run 5 miles. And I'm like, we looked at each other like, 5 miles? What are you talking about? Running? I've never run 2 miles. What are we talking about here?
Go run 5 miles.
No, we did. He laughed so hard at us. We looked at each other like, did he just say 5 miles? Dang it.
Yeah, only one time in my life have I ever, and I was in my early 20s, really gotten into distance running, and by distance I mean probably 5 miles, where you get through the side stitch and stuff, or when you really start having a mental payoff from it, but only one time.
Yeah.
I mean, not one run, but one phase in my life.
Yeah. I think it happened for me one time individually in class. I'm like,
class?
I get this. I get this.
You got a runner's high.
Once. It happened once.
So many people say that they're sad that the crossover hour is going away. So enjoy it today. Welcome back, guys. DGS122. D and SL says, an hour sports show at noon, is that what I heard? Yes, it's the Gas House Gang. Ronj is going to be the only everyday guy, and then you'll have Klaibs, which I'm really excited about. I love me some Mike Claiborne.
Yeah, Klaibs on Friday.
And Mikolas and Tom Ackerman, so I'm personally, selfishly looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a lot
of
fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll
and
be cool.
It's nice to have it in the middle of the day, too. Could use a little more sports. We don't want to go full sports.
Right.
But it's nice to have a little bit more.
The show we found out, doing it the way we did, like, people are into it. So,
yeah.
Bring it on the air. Let's go.
I thought that was pretty funny last night. Wheels. Steve sent us a picture of the Masters dinner
yeah.
menu. And
wait, the Masters dinner, like the golf?
Yeah,
because
yes.
the last year's champion gets to pick the dinner.
Oh, okay.
And he was said, what's your dinner? And he meant it, of course, like, you should do this as a bit on the show.
Yeah.
And he and I are like, we're dumplings.
We're just answering. he's like, no, you dummies. This is a topic you guys can talk about.
So we're just practicing for tomorrow.
I just told him. I just figured you needed to know. I thought you were planning something.
I thought we were just chatting at this point.
And his was first course, crab cakes. Second course, crab cakes. Third course, crab cake.
Each crab cake, like, course, the crab cakes are slightly bigger.
Slightly.
A little bit bigger, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Salad crab cake.
So yeah. Mine, for real, would be Moonlight Salad.
Wait.
From Moonlight, Castelli's Moonlight, over in Fosterburg. Oh. Roma's Pizza from Bethalto, and Hostess Cherry Pies. If I win the Masters, that's what you're having for dinner the next year. Anyone else got one?
Mac and cheese.
Three courses?
That's the salad. Salad course is mac and cheese. It's a pasta salad.
We're gonna call it macaroni salad, but it's mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
It's pasta salad, but it's just Kraft mac and cheese.
Everybody's mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Is there something wrong with me that I don't like pasta salad?
No, I like some kinds of it.
Everybody loves it. I don't like cold noodles.
All the things wrong with you, and you think it's the pasta salad that's the problem.
Robbie's well, like,
are you just
I
trying
don't
to get
like-
all the meanness out?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Could be part of it.
As a kid, I hated pasta salad. It would be at family reunions. You'd be like, oh, this is so dumb. Now, this is like how I know I'm old, is I like pasta salad.
That's a good bit, too.
It is.
How do you know you're old?
Yeah. And I'm interested in dishes. I'm like, these are beautiful dishes. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Are these Corningware?
Yeah, I know.
Are they nonstick?
Yeah.
To back up Chris, I do sometimes feel like I'm the only person in the world who doesn't want to eat potato salad. Everybody else just seems to go totally nuts for it, and it's like, ugh.
Depends on the potato salad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not all equal.
I like it. I even like egg salad.
Yeah.
I like egg salad.
I like a cheap yellow mustard potato salad.
Yep. Sometimes when it comes to things like a potato salad, the fancier stuff doesn't do it for me. I like the old school, like
Although
you said,
it's
cheap
pretty good when you throw like
kind.
Bacon and stuff in there. That's pretty good.
Mm. I like it right out of the Schnucks container, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I like cheap hot dogs. I think cheap hot dogs are better than the fancy, I don't know, whatever it is.
I've sort of been sucked into the world of expensive hot dogs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Become like Nathan's or Hebrew National.
They really, apologies to Amy, but they're really not created equal. Like...
Yeah,
there is.
Go get some Vienna beef, man.
Well, I know they're not created equal. That's why I said I like the cheap ones.
Yeah,
like the Hunter hot dogs are like 99 cents for a package, whatever that was.
Man, that's what I grew up on. Were the Hunters?
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they're maybe it's nostalgia making up the difference.
Probably.
Yeah, I know it's a cliche, but not. There are lots of different dogs at the ballpark.
Yeah,
but like the classic jumbo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hot dog. That's
so
my
good.
Hot dog. Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Andrew, if you grew up with Hunter, we grew up with Hunter with the white bread wrapped around the hot dog,
not
the bun. We didn't have buns. No. We did the white bread, like Wonder Bread wrapped around the Hunter
hot
dog.
You were lucky. That's the only time anybody ever wanted the end piece.
The heel?
I don't think I want the heel with the hot dog.
I still prefer... good old white Wonder Bread than over a hot dog bun.
Mm,
like if
really?
I'm at home. Yeah. Yeah. Still too much bread on the bun.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 134.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or for all of the, those of you out there who have NCAA brackets, my beloved SIUE is beating Houston 37-18. So probably got your bracket busted, Jack.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And they're losing 40-18, but yeah, they're going to come back.
Well,
like next year, you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Well, there's another season.
They're going to come back and play year. Another game.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's a tough draw, man. How much,
Like,
as great as it is to make your first ever NCAA tournament, your reward is you get to face a number one seed.
Yeah.
One of the very best teams in the country.
Well, Houston is really,
yeah,
really
good.
We talked to Joe Pott earlier today about this, and it's like, they know the odds, but as a player, you have to go into the game thinking you've got a chance.
Sure.
You always do. You just have to.
If you're competitive, you can always draw up in your mind how it works.
Yeah.
And it's happened. 16 has beaten a 1. It's only one time, right?
Twice.
Or is it twice?
Yeah,
Purdue lost. 154
and
2.
Yeah. I mean, it's
really
because that was only what, like the first time was only 5 years ago, maybe?
Because
it had never happened for a long time.
It was less than 10.
Yeah, it was recent.
It was Virginia that lost.
Yep.
Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC.
Did they have the flu or something?
No, they just had a boring offense.
And
when you're a low-scoring team, you leave those teams in the game. It's kind of how it goes.
Did Virginia win the whole thing the year before or year after?
I think it was the year after.
Okay, because they lost to a 16 and then either, you know, right around that also won a championship. So it's not like they were a bad team.
I faced that my entire collegiate sprinting career where I was pretty much banking on people tripping and food poisoning.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I needed to happen.
There's just something about it, though. Like, when you're in that mode, you're better. You think you're better than you are. But I think you have to be that way.
You have to. Why would you ever show up for a game and try? You're like, well, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
You've got to have a little bit of delusion and hope for the best.
And then every once in a while,
I would just go in thinking, we're gonna ruin these guys' day in some way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
make them uncomfortable.
We're gonna make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun anyway.
Yeah.
DNSL says, so technically, Dave, with you gone tomorrow, this is the last time all six of you will be together. I mean, not in life, but
yeah.
We never saw them.
We never saw them again. This is why they redid everything to keep us away from each other.
Yeah.
That's why they even put in a 1 hour buffer.
Yes.
Look, what if we got an FM signal and what if we made Ronji do an extra show?
Yeah. It's mostly just to keep Andrew and Ronj away from each other.
You hear Andrew lashing out at me today because he's upset.
Yeah.
Well, that's what, like, that's like
he's pulling your pigtails.
He's going to miss you.
Yeah, jealous lover type thing.
Yeah, no, it's more like a
jealous.
Rodney was about to agree that he's like, oh, no, wait, no, it's not.
I'm looking at Andrew, who has like a little squiggle hair thing today. Like he's trying to be sexy.
Little Superman swirl.
Yeah, it's like a Superman swirl.
Like a melted Superman.
I can't really control what it does.
We have to give that.
I didn't mean it the way it came out.
We have to give that the credit it's due.
I don't think it's due any credit.
It's
thank you very much.
It looks like it's melting off of your face. I didn't mean anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I like when Andrew does his hair. Looks good.
Thank you.
He's got nice hair.
He has great hair.
And nice skin.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come look at it during the
keep
break.
Keep going.
You can see most of it in his naked Uber Eats picture.
Ranji, but we got to do it in the voice of James Gum.
I'll send you some shirtless toilet pics tonight.
I'm going to bring you some lotion.
I'll send you some shirtless toilet pics tonight. You'll love them.
You're allowed to say that.
You'll love them as much as all my Instacart customers did.
Imagine if any one of us said that sentence to any other one of us.
We're all just breezing past it.
This guy's dropping off my produce.
They loved it. They were fine with it.
I don't understand.
I wouldn't have been.
Nobody.
Know?
Here's a tip, buddy.
Nobody wants to think about you naked on the toilet when you're picking up their groceries.
They all let me do it.
I can't believe that you're like, well, I didn't think that anyone would see it. Yeah, but you're still submitting.
What did you think it was
that
for?
Picture, I mean, to like a job application. Well,
I mean, photos, if one person saw it,
I mean, like, I don't care if
photos are a visual medium, but yet nobody's going.
I don't
to
care
see
if
it.
The Instacart corporate sees it.
I will say this:
why not?
I don't know. They've probably seen worse.
I don't know.
Let's say that photo was just for some hiring manager. If I'm that manager and I see it, I'll tell you this, I'm not throwing it out right away.
No. No, it'll make the rounds.
I will dig a little deeper.
You're
going to
be like texting people, dude, you got to see this.
I'll dig a little deeper.
Found our next regional manager.
I would just respond with, what do you think Instacart is?
They accepted it immediately. I sent that pic in and immediately they were like, hired. You're in.
And that was before AI.
And how and when did you realize you'd made a mistake?
I realized it after, I don't know, probably four or five deliveries. I could look at, I was like, I should look at my own profile. And I looked at it, and sure enough, there is the shirtless photo with the toilet tank in the background.
Dude!
Wait,
were your nipples in this photo?
How high is this tank?
My nipples were not in the photo, but
were
I cut off right above.
Were you slouching on the toilet?
I was
biggest tank ever.
I was kind of angling it down, and
like a
MySpace photo. Almost.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't, and it cut off like right here, so you could tell I was not wearing a shirt.
I thought your toilet was a literal throne.
You could see the top of the toilet tank.
His nips aren't in the picture.
They're not in there.
But the tank is.
Because that would be like too much. If those weren't, like, nobody wants to see that.
I know you can't see it, but were your pants around your ankles?
Yeah, I was fully on the toilet. I mean,
well,
I wasn't,
you know,
like,
you
sitting...
can sit on a toilet in your pants.
Did you double check to make sure that there wasn't?
Let me put it this way. It was not. I was not sitting on it as a chair. Let's put it like that.
So you were
more of a
mid
stool
act.
Wait,
yes, I was. I was using.
He was dropping a deuce.
Yeah, I was using the restroom at the time.
But like, weren't you afraid that
you
somehow
I'll just knock out something else?
I was like going through my stuff, and it was like, oh, we need a pick. Oh, all right,
like that's multitasking, man. That's how you get things done.
Man, yeah.
It's all about maximizing.
It's all about rise and grind, man.
All about maximizing efficiency.
If you're not working while you're pooping, you're not doing it right.
If you're not working when you're pooping.
Sorry, was that close enough to the rise and grind, bros?
Yeah. And I just know when
if you're just pooping, you're doing it wrong.
And I couldn't help it when people order this, like my picture, that picture of me not smiling, shirtless, with a toilet tank in the background. So I'm clearly sitting on the toilet, and that's just what they see, and they're like, oh, great, he's bringing it.
And
great.
It's weird because cool. Just you without a shirt on is weird.
Yeah.
And just you on a toilet is weird. But the fact that they now think you're fully naked on the toilet.
Which, you know.
Wasn't wrong.
Wasn't wrong.
Yeah, like, if you receive that picture with a note that says, I've kidnapped your husband, you just tell the kids, dad's dead. I mean, yeah. We're not getting him back from that
guy. I'm not doing anything right.
Yeah, I'm not going to negotiate with him.
I'm sorry, but if you showed up and I saw your photo before the groceries got there, I would... First of all, I would honestly think that you left straight from the toilet.
Yeah.
And went to the store.
Sure. That's the because the only thing they know about me is that I'm on the toilet. So like you have to assume that's my hobby.
And I don't know if you wash or not.
Oh. You're
going and picking up all my items?
He's bringing up good points.
I agree with him.
It's the single thing we know about you.
I agree with him. I when I saw it, I was stunned. I was like, oh my God.
You did it.
It just gives up my hair.
But it never said it. They never said, like, this is, take a photo. This is the photo that we will use for your profile.
What did you think it was for?
It explicitly said, take a photo because this is the photo that we will match against your driver's license ID stuff to make sure that you are the same person.
But still, I would have waited.
So it was just for, like, identification verification. That was all that it was
it
for.
Just implies.
They did not say, we are going to double up and put this on your profile.
But now you get it.
Yeah.
I still don't because they didn't say it.
Even if it was
if it's
going to
be my profile, you should make it. That's like saying.
Okay, let me just walk you through it. Job aside, never take a picture of yourself pooping.
Well,
yeah. Yeah.
If you live by one rule, live by that one.
I looked pretty good.
That would.
They clearly thought so.
No regrets is what we're hearing.
They clearly thought.
What face did you have?
I didn't lose. I was smiling. I was like,
I
a nice
you
smile.
Smiling.
No, the other one I'm not smiling.
The thirst strap one
I'm not smiling. This one I had a little grin on because I was like, well, it's already weird enough that I'm taking this shirtless because I knew it was.
Smiling somehow makes it worse.
I didn't think it was not weird that I was doing it, but I was also like annoyed.
Kinda didn't care.
Well, this was like step 20 of 30 and I was so annoyed at this point by all the hoops I was having to jump through that I'm like, all right, fine. You need yet another picture of me.
And do you still have that photo?
No, I might be able to get it off of my Instacart account if they didn't deactivate. Because I haven't done it in like a year and a half. So
yeah,
if it hasn't been deactivated,
yeah,
I should try
I just
want to
make
it.
That my phone's screensaver.
And the wallpaper on your computer.
Yeah. Any other things I can think of? T-shirts.
Those would sell.
That might be that's what I was thinking.
They'd be like, hey, I think that guy brought me bananas one time.
KMOX, now on FM. Just a picture of you right in the middle.
Let's do it anywhere.
They should tell you though, right? Like that's it, like if you go to the
No.
It's like if you go to the DMV and they say,
just stop.
Hey, have a seat over here. We're gonna take some pics.
The only way this is not your fault is if they burst into your bathroom and took the picture of you.
Yeah,
that's the
surprise
only
you.
Way.
And even then, you should have locked the door.
Yeah, that's still yeah. Who let them in your house? Just.
Like, this is the way the last crossover ever should end.
Whatever.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. The always masculine Jesse Waters from Fox. Did you see that he had the five rules for men?
I can't wait. I'm intrigued.
Don't cross your legs ever.
Okay.
There's some other stupid ones too, but never eat soup. Real men don't eat soup.
What?
Is there an explanation for the soup thing?
No, not that I heard.
Okay.
I think it's the slurping.
It's probably it's got to be the slurp, right?
Yeah.
And then you never drink a milkshake ever.
Uh-huh. Not even when it's two straws and a sexy lady on the other.
And you never drink out of a straw.
Oh.
Because it purses your lips in a feminine way.
Oh. Yeah. You know who thinks like that? Weenies.
Yeah.
Like
you're,
real,
you're
100%
right.
You know what real guys do? Whatever they want.
Right.
Whatever they want.
Okay. I've talked about not being a real man in the sense that on Saturdays I don't wake up and clean my gutters. Like I'm not that man.
Right.
But I'm enough of a man that I can honestly say, honestly, and you know how honest I am, that in 60 years I've never once thought about, am I masculine enough?
Mm-hmm.
I've never ever had a thought like, oh, this isn't the most masculine thing, or this I need to do more of this. I agree with you, Wheels. Anyone who thinks about it is some sort of weenie.
Yeah, if you're thinking I can't do this because other people will think less of me, you're the weenie. It's you. You're the problem. You're the softy.
Ladies, soup.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't get the soup thing. I just think it's funny coming from Jesse Waters because not trying to go after anyone's appearance, but like he is a very manicured and I mean, he takes care of himself.
Yeah.
So to then have these rules where like you can't cross your legs, I don't know. It just kind of.
Well, you can't when you're a pretty guy like that.
Yeah, he's kind of contradicting himself a little bit.
He's an idiot.
He's like, let me put on all this makeup, but don't cross my legs.
I don't even know if he believes half of what he says.
I definitely don't think he believes.
You think it's
things.
A bit?
No, I think this is a bit, and I think he knows what his audience is, mm-hmm. and a lot of them probably buy it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're buying it or if he wants people to talk about it, but it works. He's just a doofus.
Well, he and Josh Hawley and Tucker Carlson, like, they're all from the same ilk.
Yeah.
They're all rich pretty boys.
And they're all pushing the same, like, we've lost masculinity.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I don't know. I've heard some of the crazy, like, tanning your parts
your stuff,
and all of
yeah.
that. Yeah. And from Carlson and obviously Jesse Waters. I don't know. I haven't heard any crazy things from Hawley other than saying there is a crisis with boys and men, which is actually true. I mean, it's in the Washington Post or the New York Times that like they're falling behind in reading and all that stuff. There's a very bastardized, perverted idea of what manhood is on the right. The charge is being led by two so-called men who have, 17 kids with 12 different women or 7 different women, and they're unfaithful, small, little cowards. That's the bastardized version of it. I don't know. I don't know what Hawley has. Hawley said the crazy stuff, because there is actually a crisis. It's just that the right's being insane. But boys are falling behind like desperately in math and school and science and depression.
Not because they're drinking milkshakes.
Yeah, so what
it's
I wanted
because they're not suntanning
so
their testicles.
Was Hawley doing about the masculinity. Crazy stuff? Was Hawley doing the crazy stuff, or was he doing? Because I didn't hear him do the crazy stuff. I've not heard him
do any lists or things like that.
Yeah. I've only heard the crazy stuff from Jesse Waters and Tucker Carlson. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna keep drinking shakes because they're great.
Milkshakes are so good. When was the last time you had a malt?
Been a long time.
I kind of like those.
Oh, I love them.
They're good.
When I was a kid, we had malt in a jar. And so we would make ice cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just at like glass, ice cream, milk, Hershey's chocolate, malt, mix,
ooh.
Done.
Yeah.
That was the Glover malt.
Best.
And we had those fancy soda fountain glasses.
Oh, the tall skinny
like
ones.
Like a parfait.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
the ones
cool.
that Ponderosa used to have.
Yes, Ponderosa.
For the soft serve ice cream.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was the height of living.
That was the first salad bar, works bar I ever saw was Ponderosa. And I just about died.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I had never seen, like, the kids you could do your own self-serve ice cream. I didn't know that until Ponderosa. And that was like the highlight of childhood.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking about how good we had it when I was a kid, because in Granite City, we had a Ponderosa and a Bonanza at the same time.
Were they? I've never been to Bonanza, but obviously, like, are they the same company?
I think maybe they are.
I don't know, but it's about the same thing.
Yeah. I was always I'm more team Bonanza. I like Ponderosa, but Bonanza was first. And just like the, I think it was the number 4, the chop steak, which is a big hamburger
yeah.
with
yeah.
a baked potato and Texas toast. Did you ever have those, Rach? Did you miss out on Ponderosa?
No, I went to Ponderosa for sure. And the like Amy said, the self-serve ice cream was everything. Especially because you could get the chocolate syrup, and they mm-hmm. even had chocolate chips you could put on there.
Sprinkles.
Yes.
Looks like they still have Bonanzas in Pennsylvania.
Let's go.
And there's a Ponderosa in Vandalia?
What?
Oh, we can do that.
We could make that happen.
We could be there an hour and a half.
Wow. Oh, yeah, they are. They're related.
Yeah, I thought they were.
Home-style dining based in Plano, Texas.
I hope they make it.
How about that?
Oh, that would be weird if they weren't related, since the Ponderosa was in the show Bonanza. That was the Cartwrights.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Cartwrights owned Lake Tahoe. That's what the Ponderosa was.
Really?
They show the map burning at the beginning of the show. It's just all of Tahoe. They were very well-to-do.
Amy's been binge-watching Bonanza.
I love that show.
She still has it on VHS.
Of course you do.
Little Joe.
That's when you know something's gone wrong with Amy. She's binge-watching Bonanza. She's like, you know, just screw this. Let's see what the Cartwrights are doing.
I think it's the newest show she's seen.
Amy, Chris, it's been an honor and a privilege.
Love you guys. Love you guys. You can go your own way.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.